Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now. On Wheels Now. We're just racers and race fans, round table, talking about racing. I'm J.J. Nunn, and along with me tonight is Mr. Gary Wyatt. How are we doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm still stiff.
Yes. Yes.
I'm hurting, man.
My arms are still hurting.
You're on my hips, my back. We had a birthday party that we went to Saturday.
Yes.
Requested by one of our race fans down in Pahrump. Nick Castro celebrated his 13th birthday.
Yes.
And we celebrated that. He requested his mom take him to
Mini Grand Prix.
Mini Grand Prix.
Yep.
And there was a bunch of kids there, and happy birthday to Nick. And we were very honored to be asked to come to that birthday party. And I believe there was a purpose that we were there.
Oh, yeah.
Nick asked us to come, and they dragged us out on the go-karts out there.
Yep.
And we lined up, and the guy running the show now out there. Okay, says there's no bumping, all right, which I understand, okay. Well, these kids didn't bump. He drilled me, man.
Yeah, I got drilled from the left in one of them turns, and I don't know who it was, but they were coming full speed.
I picked the slowest cart that I could. Either his finger on the slow button.
No, hold on. Hold on. If you ever go to that Mini Grand Prix, I do not recommend that Chevy number 9. Yeah. It has to be the slowest car out there. So, as you know, I'm a Ford fan, and I was in that Chevy number 9. And I was like, no wonder why I don't like driving Chevys, because this thing is slow.
Well, those go-karts, I mean, these kids drilled me from the left. They drilled me from the right. They drilled me in the rear, all right? And these seats didn't have any padding.
Nope.
I woke up Sunday morning stiff as could be. We've run 20 races down in Pahrump, and I've never had a Sunday morning like I did last Sunday. These kids killed me.
Yeah.
And on top of that, they got a kick. One of them drove by me twice. Okay, they were telling me, they'd lean over, lapped you, ha-ha.
Yeah.
Okay, one kid went by and held up two fingers and goes, that's twice, JJ, see ya, and checked out.
Yes.
But we had a lot of fun. It was great being there. But, man, did I need the ibuprofen on Sunday.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
My arms were hurting after that second time we went on that time trial track.
Oh, that time trial. Oh,
yeah,
that
time
one.
You blew up the car? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I cost them a little bit of money.
Yes, you did.
Coming out of turn two and the thing just let go.
Yep. And that was the motor that let go.
That was the motor that let go. I come out of two, and I hit the gas, and boom. And the guy, I'm waving my hands, and you're sitting at the line looking at, waiting for the green light.
On.
You didn't even, weren't even looking. You had no idea. And you were sitting there, and the guy comes out and cross. He goes, what's the matter? I said, I think your motor let go. He goes, no, let me start it up. I said, you don't want to do that. You don't want to start that motor up.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, let me start it up. So he starts it up. Bum, 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 bum. I was like, dude, shut it off. He goes, hit the gas. I says, okay, I'll hit the gas. It banged louder and smoked, and he shut it off, and he says, well, maybe we should try it again. I said, maybe we shouldn't. When you call your mechanic and get out here.
Maybe you should push me in and get me another car.
I got out of the cart and walked to another one. The mechanic came out and pushed that thing up. Yep, let go coming out of the second turn. I was like, I hope this is not going to be anything that's going to happen next week or this weekend down in Pahrump. So it was a costly race for them out there. So
I had fun, but like I said, man, that I don't know what was it, 4 or 5 times we got to do that time trial track, and man, my arms were hurting after that.
You can drift those cars, man. Yeah, those slicks, I was drifting that thing.
There was a couple turns that I was like, oh, now I know why those little rumble strips there on each turn is there.
Yeah.
I was using them up.
Yeah, that's the Mini Grand Prix out there on 95 and Rainbow.
Yes.
That's Taylor Barton's parents own that place.
Barton's own that, yes.
Yeah, Barton's own that.
That was it. I had a lot of fun out there.
Yeah.
It was fun. I'm glad Nick invited me.
Yes, it was enjoyable. Nick did a heck of a job blowing me away on the go-kart track, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So,
there were a bunch of us, like their Nick's dad and Adam and stepdad, what's his
Terry.
Name? Terry was there. We had a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun just to get out there.
Boston Cook was out there also, driver of the Mini Stock, number 48 Mini Stock Mustang down in Pahrump. I'm sure he blew by me a couple times. It was a lot of fun. I want to thank Tanya and, of course, Nick. Happy birthday for having us out there. So what else we got going on here?
We race this weekend.
Yes, we do.
We got a race this weekend.
We got 4 races left, 3-point races.
Yes.
The 26th, this Saturday.
We got the on November 10th.
Oh, first and November 2nd.
Yeah,
we're running back to back. That's another points race. That's the second to the last race of the season.
Yes.
And then November 10th, you were saying.
November 10th, we have a duel, the day after the duel. And there is some information on the Pahrump Valley Speedway's website about it.
Yep, got it right here.
On your computer?
JJ
got a computer in.
Yes, I do.
On your iPad.
Yeah, it's black and white and on
you
paper.
You carry it on your side.
Yep, it's rolled up at the end of the night and gets 86th. November 10th, 1,500 to win. It's the day after the dual IMSA modified race, 40-lap feature, 100 laps to enter. The top 20 will start. Car and driver is 75, pit pass 25. Races start at 3 p.m. Now, also along with that, it's just not the modifieds, but you have the West Coast Superstocks have been invited for $250 to win, and it's $45 car and driver. And then also the Bombers are running, $45 car and driver, and top three will take the money home. So,
Now wait a second. Hold on here. Anybody that knows me knows I've been racing for a few years now.
You have?
This
what
will,
you, is that what you do? What you call what you
well,
do?
I go play for a few years.
Okay.
Anyways, this will be the first time that I race on a Sunday. I've never raced on a Sunday, and boy, I can't wait.
Okay.
And we are racing 3 weeks in a row.
That's right.
It's my favorite schedule. Not so much JJ's favorite schedule.
Yeah, we got a hectic one coming up.
Yes, we race the 26th coming up. Then we race the second following week.
Another points race.
Yes. And then we race November 10th, which is 8 days later, which, hey, they all run together.
Yep. They also have the Sport Mods. The Sport Mods, $75 car and driver top three will also take the money home. And what Chad means by that is that the more cars you have, the higher the payout. We have 10 Bombers. There's $450 up the grab. He's paying 100% out of the back gate.
Yes.
We
for,
have 20.
For the Bombers and Sport Mods.
Right. So if we have 20 cars, that's $900 going to be split in between the top three. How he's going to chop that up, I don't know, but he's going to pay the top three with 100% payout from the back gate.
I will be seeing him this weekend at the racetrack, and I will get more information, and I will figure out how he's going to split it all up so them bomber guys from Vegas can come out and run with us.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, it's, you know, some of the guys say, no, we don't want to run down there. We don't want to mess up the points, what you guys got going on. Well, this November race is...
November 10th race.
It's a Sunday. And they're going to start at 3 p.m. There's no points involved. It's 100% payout from the back gate. So, guys, come on down. You'll be finishing up this weekend if you're running the open comp out there. But bring them on down. Have some fun. We have a lot of fun down there, and we open up an invitation to all the bomber drivers. Most
Everyone.
Definitely. Yep. So
no points,
come on out.
Just the top three take home the money.
Yep. No purchase of race receivers, no purchase of transponders, no breakout.
Yep, no breakout.
So bring those cars out, you know, keep them to spec. We do have a tech inspector, Sam, down there. You will be going through tech. The top four go through tech at the end of the night. So keep them the way they are and bring them on out. You got till next season to wash them off.
Oh, yeah.
And
all
if
the
you're worried about
right
getting them, yeah, if you're worried about getting them dirty, you know, come on out. We have a lot of fun, especially, hey, $45, get into race, get in the top three, get a chunk of the change, and on top of that, you get a back pit seat for the modifieds that are running the day after the duel.
Yes.
So it's a good deal. It's a good deal. And you get watch West Coast Superstocks and the Pro Mods.
Sport
on
mods.
Top of that,
sport mods. Yep.
All right.
We will be, as I said, I will be seeing Chad this weekend. I will be racing, and I will get more information and figure out how he's going to chop up the top three.
Yeah.
Like JJ mentioned, hopefully we get 20 cars.
Yeah. Justin been down there. Justin Griffith, came out. Scott Bradbury's come out.
I've spoke to Justin Griffith, and he's going to try to come out and race with us, hopefully.
Excellent.
He
had fun. It was the first time he was ever on dirt. That was at the beginning of the season, and he said he had a blast. So hopefully, if not Justin, maybe Gary can make it out, you know. Who knows? Billy might have his car ready. Dave Palmer, we're hoping that he's going to be back out. He blew his rear end Friday night on a two-night race. And William Hearn also.
Yes.
He's been down. Bill, you know, it was good running with them. They've been down for two races.
And I want to stress this is a 3 p.m. start time.
Right.
I don't know where we're going to start, but it's a 3 p.m., not a 7 p.m.
Probably either somebody's going to be put at the front or after the heat races that the mods run to give the mods time to cool off their cars, do what they got to do. I think we're probably intermission show, you know. We're only running, I believe, 20.
Yeah, I do. If my mind serves me right, Chad did say we're going to have a 10-lap heat and a 20-lap main.
Sweet.
So...
maybe he'll throw us all out there. We expect Arlie out there in Vern Hill. He's getting the bugs worked out of his car. He's coming along.
Yes.
Vern, you know, Vern is a great story. He's one that we've met over 8 years ago, coming out of the stands and into the pits. And it's taken him a while. But he's got four races underneath his belt now. And... he said after four races, he feels comfortable in the car, and it's just a matter of seat time. So it's advantageous for Vern for coming out and getting more seat time. Hopefully we'll see Mike Lane. He won last week's, 2 weeks ago, bomber race. Congratulations to him. And maybe Mike McLaughlin will come down from Tonopah again, bring a couple boys. So,
hopefully they all come down.
Yep.
I would like to shoot for 20 cars out there.
That would be great. $900 up for grab.
Oh yeah.
That'd be sweet. I could see Chad busting that up to like 400, 250, 150. That would be sweet.
Somewhere in there.
Yep, something like that. That probably adds up to 800, but my math isn't that good. 500, 250, 150,
yeah,
that's 900.
There you go.
That's better.
Yeah.
So that's what we got going on. This weekend, 7 o'clock start.
Yes.
Then we go to the 2nd, which is a 1 o'clock start.
November 2nd is a 1 p.m. show.
Then the 10th is going to be a 3 o'clock start. And then the 23rd, November 23rd, we go back to a 1 o'clock start. And that's the last race of the season.
Yes.
Down there. And we get a couple months off and go back to testing again, don't we?
A very few months off. Like what, 2.5 months off?
Yeah, I know you'll be searching the web for Bakersfield or Irwinsdale or Havasu. You'll find
in my near future.
Here we go again. Here we go again.
I used to love to do those demolition derbies on January 1st.
They used to
have those demos on January 1st, and as you know, there's a big team of us that go down there, and we partied on the New Year's Eve, and then we went down there, and Bill Rizzone down there, he had an open bar for everything after the races.
Yeah, the big bonfire pit, and here come the cases of beers, and he had the back of his golf cart, and it was a lot of fun down there, New Year's parties, those New Year demos. Who knows? You know, he mixes it up. He listens to his fans down there, and Greg Seidecker and Bill Rizzone. They listen to their fans and puts them in the stands, and he asks them, you know, what do you want to see? What do you want to see? We haven't had a demo derby down there. Maybe he'll throw something together this year. We can get a couple cars.
I see Havasu in my future, near future.
We're going to be rolling again. I can see that. Have we checked the OSS, the Orange Show's schedule at all?
They just recently canceled their other show.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, a week ago or so, they canceled the show.
Yeah. Well, who knows? Maybe they'll make them up in December or January.
Yeah.
And so I'll keep an eye on that. The Orange Show track reopened as dirt.
Yes.
So we'll keep an eye on that. The Bullring this weekend.
Yes, they got their... I don't know what they're calling it, the open comp. I don't know what they're calling it this weekend, but I will find out.
It is the open comp, Fall Classic Open Comp, October 25th and 26th. The spectator gates open out there at 4 p.m., and the feature races begin at 6 p.m., 9 a.m., to 8 p.m. credential sales and pit parking.
Now, they originally had it started at 5 p.m., but they have changed that to 6 p.m. instead of 5.
Yeah, it's a revised schedule of October 21st. So the Fall Classic Open Comp, 25th and 26th. Spectator gates open at 4 p.m., and they'll go racing at 6 with the Bandolero feature, the Bomber 20-second breakout feature, and they're going 50 laps.
And you don't know this, but I tried to get both of them, but I just can't get both of them.
No, you can't this year, can you?
No, I can't.
You
can't.
You did it last year. You and Alex did it last year.
Yes, we start at 7 in Pahrump, and now they move to 6. Bombers are the second feature out here in Vegas, but I can't race that and be in Pahrump to race my car by 7 p.m.
You're brokenhearted.
Yes, I am. But
way to go, Chad. 7 o'clock start. Don't change it to 1 p.m., otherwise I'm going to end up hauling my ass to Vegas.
But in all of this thinking, I have talked to Phil Goodwin.
Hold on. You're thinking again?
Yes, sir, I am.
And what trouble are you dragging me into now?
I have spoke to Phil Goodwin.
Okay, a Picart radiator.
Yeah, Picart's radiators.
Okay.
And he has recommended that JJ rent me a helicopter.
Oh, really?
So I can get both races.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
If you rent that helicopter for me.
That's nice.
I will have that sucker drop right down in the middle of the bull ring, and I will jump in it, and I will fly to Pahrump to race my
car. And who's getting your car there?
Tim.
At 13 miles an hour up the hill?
Hey, he'll get there if he leaves now.
You could do it. Hey. You could do it. Very easy.
Yeah, I can just see the announcer now saying, okay, this bomber driver's got to get in a helicopter to go race his car in Pahrump.
What's so hard about that?
Busting out the money for the helicopter. That's the hard part.
We take the 65, and we bring it to the bullring.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you go race that, and I have the 33 ready for you down in Pahrump.
Hey, that sounds like a plan.
You know, now all you got to do is speak to Phil for that money.
No, he said you rent me a helicopter.
All right. My contract in it this year had something about being picked up a limo for the banquet in Pahrump. I'm going on 7 years here. I still haven't seen a limo come to my front door.
Oh, it's
going to
be here. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah.
It will get here.
Yeah.
It took the long way home today.
Okay.
It took the long way home this year.
So that's the open comp, Bullring, 25th and 26th. Racing starts at 6 p.m., Bandolero feature, and the Bomber 22nd Breakout feature. Now, for those who haven't heard of that, the 22nd Breakout is that they get black flag penalized.
Last year, the way they did it, and I was in that 22nd race, is if you went a tenth of a second over 20 seconds, or let me say rephrase that, under 20 seconds racing your race car, you had to have a stop-and-go penalty, and they would make you stop on the start-finish line where they celebrate the wins on the
victory lane, right?
Victory lane. You would have to stop, and then there would be a guy there to tell you to go, but they would make sure you got that stop-and-go penalty. So if you broke out, they would tell you over the race receiver, for an example, 65, pull into the
victory lane. You got to stop and go.
You got to stop and go, and they only hold you there for a couple seconds. But as you know, on that racetrack, a couple seconds is huge.
Oh yeah.
So it's not, you know, you got to stop, and then there's a guy there that tells you to go. So, you know, if you're trying to lead and you get in trouble, then they're going to take that lead right away.
Right away from you.
And last year, Marty DeLuca won that race, that 22nd race.
Wasn't that the first time he was in that car?
No, that was about the fourth time
he was in that car.
And he had a 22nd flat.
Wow.
That's how he was the only one that has raced or that has ran a 22nd flat race.
Bracket racing at its best.
Yes.
Bracket oval racing.
Yes. It was fun, but, you know, it's just kind of hard to keep up with, you know. I build my race car to go as fast as I can go in it, but, you know.
Well, they got guys out there busting 20 seconds, doing 19s, you know. I mean, to bring all the cars out, you build them as fast as you go. An idea is let those, if you break out, all right, you're considered in another group.
Yep.
If you break out one lap, this way it brings the cars. If you break out in one of those laps, then you're in a separate group. Okay? And they should have a trophy for that group, that first, second, or third, that break out. There's 3-4 cars out there that run under 20 seconds. And for those that don't break out, have first, second place trophy, third place trophy for them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they've combined legends, they've divisions, they've combined the Bandoleros. Okay, when they run them out there, and they even 1 year combine the super lates and late models. So here, why not run the bomber if you know you're going to break out instead of sitting home? Okay, let them bring the car count out. Those guys know who they run 19 seconds. They got transponders. They get their readout all the time. If they break out, they break out. Give them a trophy for it. Give them credit for the work that they've done on the car. You know, whether some people want to call them cheaters or whatever, they have tech out there. So make run two divisions that night. It may be under the Bombers, but have a 19-second division and a 20-second division and honor both of them. That's all. It's a lot of it's driving also. You probably wouldn't have anybody crying or complaining that, you know, they're trying to slow us down or they want a whole bunch of winners or anything like that. Let them run.
Yeah.
Let them run. Guys trying to strive to get to the front. They work on their cars constantly, bloody knuckles, a lot of hours. Who knows? Track temperature, tire pressures. One of those guys who run 20 seconds all year might break out. You going to take it away from them?
Yeah. No, you're right.
You know,
right.
That's what they're striving for, to run as fast as they can to get in victory lane, and then one race they get penalized for it. You know, it's a lot of work put into a car. So that's an idea for out there for the Bullring. Why don't we take a quick break here and mention our sponsors, and we'll be back. You got any ideas on that? Got any questions? Got any news for us? You can give us a call in at 685-8116. Call in at 702-685-8116. If you're doing something else next year, you just want to get on and ask a simple question or want to talk about your sponsors, that'd be great. We know sponsors are everything to us. And you're listening to On Wheels Now.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen,
the sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports.
So don't miss the action.
We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
I've got to get this car fixed soon. I can't just leave it in the driveway for too long.
I just fixed my own car. After getting part quotes from auto parts stores, I decided to go to Nevada Pick-A-Part.
Nevada Pick-A-Part? Where are they located?
Well, they have two locations. One's at 5100 North Lamb in North Las Vegas, or you can go down to 110 West Raleigh in Henderson.
That sounds convenient. What else do you know about getting your own parts?
Well, it's pretty convenient. You can go to www.nvpickapart.com or call 702-643-1776.
NVPICAPART.com?
That's correct. Or you can just call it 702-643-1776.
Pahrump Valley Speedway. Where? I said Pahrump Valley Speedway, your local dirt track. Take the kids or just get out of town for a night of exciting dirt track action. This quarter-mile diamond in the desert is just over the hump in Pahrump, the place to be on Saturday night with mini stocks, IMCA mods, cam coupes, and more. There's something for everybody at PahrumpValleySpeedway.com.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
And we're back. You're listening to On Wheels Now, racers and race fans, roundtable. Just talking about racing, local racing, and what's coming up this coming weekend. I believe we got a Halloween party with GNS Pit Stop and the Bounty Hunter. You want to tell us about that, Gary?
Yes, sir. We have a Halloween party at a brand new bar in Pahrump. It's called the Bounty Hunter. I don't have the exact address, but I will find it. And GNS Pit Shop is going to provide all the food for that Halloween party. That Halloween party is on Friday. And then we'll also be there on Saturday for just every day at the bar type thing.
Excellent. Now, the Halloween party, when does that Halloween party start? 12 noon?
No, it starts at 5 p.m. on Friday.
All right.
So all you guys at the racetrack, come on down to the Bounty Hunter. Get dressed up. I'd like to see you in more than just race suits. You know, just get dressed up. Come on down. He's having a Halloween party there.
Yeah. So you getting dressed up in a chef suit for those two nights?
I'm dressed up as much as I'll be dressed up.
Okay. All right, that means jeans and a race shirt again, huh?
Yes.
All right,
And
the
Bounty Hunter Saloon is at 680 Southeast Street in Pahrump.
All right.
So.
Cool, cool. Prizes given away for the party?
Yes.
Excellent.
I'm not sure what he's got over there, the owner of the Bounty Hunter, but...
All right.
We will see what he's...
And what are you working on? What's the menu for you guys with your big white truck? Are we going? First of all, let me add: are we going to race that truck?
We ain't racing the truck.
Oh, come on, man!
We ain't racing the truck.
Come on, we can go out to Midnight Madness down at the drag strip. It's registered, it's insured, and we can take it down the drag strip, man.
We're not registered. We're not racing the truck, JJ.
Oh, man. We'll see about that.
I'll race anything on wheels, but I ain't racing that truck.
Next time it comes up to Vegas, me and Tim will take it out on Friday night, go race the truck. That's all.
And you deal with Stacy.
give those Philly cheesesteaks. What's the menu? That's what I wanted to ask you. What's the menu got coming off that
Navajo
truck for that party?
Navajo Tacos, which is a big hit at the Harvest Fest.
Okay.
We got Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah, those are good, man. I stuffed my face on those. I went right, the diet
yes.
went right out the window on the Philly cheesesteaks.
Yes.
Those are good.
We got gyros.
Okay.
And then we got some pulled pork sandwiches.
Oh, yeah, and then pulled pork, too, man.
Yes.
You guys load them up.
Yes. We try not to skimp on nothing. You come hungry. I guarantee you'll get full.
Cool, cool. That's October 25th at the Bounty Hunter Saloon, corner of East and 2nd, across from the library. Karaoke with Joe Anderson, costume contest, dollar off all well in domestic beer, and the food truck, G&S Pit Stop.
And
it's this Friday, and you're going to be there Saturday after the races.
Yes.
Because that's where I'm going to dinner.
Oh, yes. I hope half the track comes to dinner over there.
Cool. Cool. Yeah, bring the guys out. You know, we got to spread this around the racetrack, most definitely.
Cheapest place in town to eat, guaranteed.
All right.
And I'm trying to get Tim in that costume contest, and I'm telling him all he's got to do is comb his hair, and nobody will ever know who he is.
Oh, man, that's just not right.
So hopefully he wins that contest. So...
Oh, that's not right. But he just might, anyhow.
Yeah. And like I said, cheap prices. Come on down. Have a Navajo taco. Guaranteed you'll come back for another one.
Heck yeah. 5 o'clock they start. 7 o'clock karaoke begins. So everybody will get 2 hours, get loaded, and then get behind the microphone. So that's cool, cool. All right.
And then?
What?
Oh,
what's
on,
that?
On,
uh-oh,
on.
There's more?
Yes, and then on November 2nd, which is the 1 p.m. race in Pahrump,
okay.
G&S Pit Stops will also be at the Bounty Hunter Saloon for their grand opening.
Oh, okay, so this is a test run for the Bounty Hunter for the Halloween party.
Yes.
And the grand opening is?
November 2nd.
The one of our points races down
yes.
there in Pahrump.
Yes.
And that's, we get to Bounty Hunter early then, because that
okay.
November 2nd race is a 1 o'clock race.
But no drinking before the race.
No.
You can't drink before the race.
You better tell Tim.
I'll let Tim know, believe me.
All right, very good. That's October 25th and November 2nd. Good,
so,
dinner again.
Yeah, so all these Vegas
can I
guys
eat before the race and after the race?
If that's what you want to do, that's fine with me.
Those Philly cheesesteaks are good.
All them Pahrump guys, come on down. All the Vegas guys, hey, take the trip to Pahrump and watch us race. And go to the Bounty Hunter. You can get you a Philly cheese. The JJ seems to like them.
So. Yeah, they're good. And the pulled pork.
Yep. And I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag yet, but we're working on a new menu item. So.
Okay. All right.
We're working in the right direction. It's a lot of work, but we're working there. So.
Well, I know Stacy makes some mean food. I've known Stacy for years and worked with her. Seen her working in the kitchens, and boy, when I worked with her, I put on 15 pounds in 6 months when I was eating lunch when she was cooking. So you want some good food and maybe win some money, get dressed up, come on down to the Bounty Hunter October 25th. That's corner of East and 2nd, across from the library.
Yeah. And you can find us on Facebook under GNS Pit Stop.
All right.
We're on Facebook.
Okay.
Like us over there.
Like us over there.
Yep.
Nobody likes me.
Us.
Nobody. They like you, but they don't like me. They don't have the like option on MySpace. So that's where you can find me.
Yeah, MySpace just hasn't caught up to anything yet. So.
Okay. like to say congratulations to the Bullring winners this year. Their championship series standings and in... your NASCAR Super Late Models champion, Jay Beasley, is finishing second. Scott Gaffarini, Romain Thiebin, Stan Moles, and rounding out top five, David Anderson. Once again, just notable for the sixth place who we had on 2 weeks ago, Kaylee Barker, finishing up. She ran two divisions this year. And, of course, the NASCAR Super Stocks champion was Kaylee Barker, and only by 9 points over James Wingard. Third place, Barbara Borkowski, Colleen Drescher, and Chad Mattis. By those names right there, three of the women spanked those boys out there.
I was going to say, did I hear in the top five there's three girls?
Three ladies, yeah. Kaylee, Barbara, and Colleen. They took it to the guys out there, that's for sure. Chad Mattis rounding out the top five. With our own Phil Goodwin of Pickarts Radiator, he finished up sixth. So I'll give everybody the top six. Congratulations out there. Phil won his 50th and his 51st race
this year,
2013. So congratulations to him. The Bombers, top five, Pete Meyer, wrapping up, I believe this is his second championship.
Third
championship.
Third. Yep.
Nathan Boss. Finishing up second, Vinny Ryu Jr. Congratulations to little Vinny. Finishing fourth, Martin Sullins fifth, and Wade Pearson. No, I correct myself. Vinny Ryucci third, Martin Sullins fourth, Wade Pearson fifth.
I know Justin Griffith was fighting to stay in the top 10. Did he get up in there?
Justin, no, he fell out of the top 10. Unfortunately, they have him listed here real quick. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Unfortunately, he finished 14th, just 20 points ahead of Dallas Simonette and 13 points behind Steve Durbin.
Yeah, I know he was fighting to stay up in the top 10, so sorry to hear that.
Yep. Legend Pro, Jay Avila Jr., congratulations on your championship there. Nick Thidpen, Jason Irwin, Zane Smith, and rounding out the top five, Brian Grandin. The Legend Cars Masters was won by Michael Todd Glazier, Jeffrey King, Brian Lane, Donna Gunther, and Gary Schrell. Those are your Legend divisions. And... your semi-pro was Lacey Price, Gina Tillman, Devin Lane, Ricky Length, and Colt Stepke. Legend Car Young Lions, congratulations to Peyton Saxton. Chris Trickle finishing up second. We had him on last year also.
Yeah, that was a close race there with them two, the last points race of the year.
Back and forth, 18-point difference between first and second there. Noah Gregson finishing up third, Riley Herbst, and Christian Warren. Thunder Cars, Ian Anderson just ran away with that division, won every race out there.
I heard just this past week that he had won 18 in a row.
Yep, that's
didn't lose not one.
Not one. So whether that was expected, unexpected, that's a tremendous feat. Congratulations, Deion Anderson, finishing up second in the championship. Travis Boyle, then Chris Bosley, Nick Igildo, and Doug Germano rounding out the top five there. The Bandoleros, congratulations to Kaylee Borsma, Sam Jacks, Ryan Vargas, Dylan Smotherman, and Jacob Quartero. Now, Dylan is one who runs with us down in Pahrump. She right now is sitting second in points
in the
mini stock. So she's making a changeover from dirt to pavement, and she already wants out of the Bando. She wants to get up to
a legend.
A legend now.
She wants a legend.
So she's pushing Daddy Robert there, Mother Hen, as JT calls him, to get into a legend. The Bandolero Bandits, Caden Carlin, Diesel West, Philip Root, Mason Sargent, and Kyle Jacks. Congratulations. They're top five.
That Diesel West, I've been to a very few LVMS bullring races this past year, and two of the very few I've went to, that Diesel West has went over two times.
Oh,
both times
yeah.
that I was there. And that's a little Bandolero, man.
Those things fly.
Oh, he went over twice. Like I said, I only got three or four races this year, but two of them I was there. He dumped that thing on its lid twice.
Well, 600 Racing builds them things safe, as we can see. They come out of there walking and talking.
Yeah,
so
glad to see he's okay, but it's just a shocker to see those Bandos go over. So
once again, to wrap this up, congratulations to all the Bullring champions this year for 2013. Way to go, guys. A lot of hard work, man. A lot of races out there, a lot of time. We're going to be wrapping up our season. I know we got, 18 in now and three more to go. And
I was just going to say, we don't have the results for our season yet. We're not quite done with our season. We got three more points races. So look for that towards November, towards the end of November.
23rd.
Yep.
Yep. November 23rd is our championship night. There's a couple divisions wrapped up, a couple that aren't. They're going to go right to the end. One is the mini stocks with Susan Smotherman leading that division, but Dylan is only 30-some-odd points behind. So that's going to go right to the end. Susan's going to have to start all three races out there. She won't be able to secure that championship until the end of the season. And also Brett Gamble over Mr. Scott. He's got a few points on him, but it looks like Brenton and Dwarfs is going to have to run all the races, and hopefully he'll start the rest of them, and he'll end up locking up the championship on the last night also. So there's still a couple divisions out there. Pahrump track points for the modified, same with the super stocks. Those two divisions are still up for grabs, even though the IMSA season is over. And we'll just have to wait and see. Come on out. Last race of the season, November 23rd. Come on out. Watch races. Dress warm. Those races start at 1 o'clock. And come congratulate the champions out there.
It is a 1 p.m. show. So.
All right. Also in town this weekend is the NHRA Toyota Nationals starting the 24th to the 27th. This is their second to the last race of the chase before they go to Panoma, California. John Forrest looking for his 16th championship. And I believe he's got 15. He's got 17 championships as a car owner. If he wins this year, it'll give him 16 championships and 18 championships as a car owner. And the news with John is that he's losing Ford and Castrol.
Yikes.
Yeah, two of his major sponsors. I don't know, no idea where he's, where they're going, where they're taking their money. But, you know, hopefully John wraps up the championship this year. It's tight racing. And I hope he retains those sponsors. They've been with him forever.
I was going to say for many, many, many years they've been with him.
You know, to go out and find that type of money with his operation running three cars, it's friggin' huge. Also sponsoring Courtney out there, it's big.
Yes.
It's big, those two sponsors. So this weekend at LVMS, the NHRA Toyota Nationals weekend, and that starts Thursday 24th, the 27th through to the 27th on Sunday, and the ticket pricing is on their website for their Sunday show. Adults reserved is $65, junior 6 to 12 reserved is $26, and children 5 and under reserved is $10. So if you want to enjoy Saturday qualifying and Sunday finals, you can head out there on Sunday and watch the NHRA, second to the last race. After this, they go to Panoma. So that's the NHRA. NASCAR, this Sunday, they head to the Goody's Headache Relief Shot 500, powered by Kroger 500 lap, 263 mile race at Martinsville. This past weekend, Jamie McMurray found victory lane at Talladega. I didn't have much of a big one till the end when Austin Dillon went flying in the air.
Is that
for
the 14 car?
That was 14, yep. That's correct. He was racing that car for Tony Stewart and had a good run going. And then at the very end, ended up getting loose, getting a little tapped, and up in the air he went. But they finished out the race with Jamie McMurray taking victory lane. Dale Earnhardt Jr. was right there once again, second place at Talladega. He seems to do that a lot. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., finishing up third in the 17. Paul Menard was fourth, and Kyle Busch is back in the chase once again with a fifth-place finish. He moved up two spots in the points, and that is major. Jimmy Johnson had finished up 13th at Talladega, and a shame, you know, Danica Patrick had a heck of a run going, heck of a run. And then she came down pit road, missed her pit.
Oh, man.
On top of that, got caught speeding.
Oh, man.
And finished back there, back in the 30s, 32nd, I think. But she had a heck of a run, running in the top 10 all day, keeping her nose clean. And then one little mistake. Now, Kyle Busch did the same thing coming in on one of his pit stops, but he did it early on in the race.
So and he could recover.
He went a lap down, and Denny Hamlin came in behind him as they were coming to lap him. His teammate came in and started pushing him and kept him up front with the top 10 so he could get the lucky dog.
Oh, wow.
And Kyle was able to, thanks to Denny, by keeping him up there, was able to pull off a top 5, and it moved him up into third place for the chase. And we had Jimmy Johnson. It flipped. Kenseth was leading. Matt Kenseth was leading the series, going in by 4 points. And Matt Kenseth, his car got loose at the end of the race, and now it switched. You got Jimmy Johnson leading the chase once again. Mr. Money is going for number 6.
Yes, he is.
And these are his tracks. He always, that team seems, Chad Knaus seems to step up at the end of the season. Well, Jimmy Johnson is in first, leading Matt Kenseth by 4 points. And here comes Kyle Busch. He's only 26 points behind with Kevin Harvick. And that's going to be tight. Outside shot, Jeff Gordon. Only 34 points out. Stranger things have happened. Martinville, a tight, tough track. You know, you can, it's like Bristol. You can bring the car in on a trailer, and it goes out in the dumpster.
Yeah.
So congratulations to Kyle Busch and finishing him up fifth place. Had a horrible start at the beginning of the race and was able to pull off a fifth, and it moved him up two spots. He's right there. 26 points isn't much with the races we got left.
And like you said, stranger things have happened to get him up there. So
exactly. Sitting in sixth in points is Junior, 52 points behind, with Greg Biffle, 53 points behind. Eighth is Clint Boyer. Ninth is Kurt Busch, 61 points. That's a large leap going into the last couple of races. Carl Edwards, I don't know what happened to Carl. Carl was up there last year. Don't know. He's sitting in 10th with Ryan Newman 11th and Joey Logano sitting in 12th. So that's your NASCAR standings right now for the Cup Series. At 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time, you can catch the Martinsville race, and that's on ESPN. Okay. It starts at 1 p.m. Race coverage starts at 1 p.m., and race starts at 1:30 in Martinsville. So that we got going on Sunday. A lot of stuff going on this weekend.
I'd like to see everybody at Pahrump Valley Speedway.
Yep, we got Pahrump Valley Speedway. Got the Fall Classic Open Comp at the Bullring. Got NHRA coming to the Strip. Got the NASCAR boys running down in Martinsville. And most importantly, Friday night, October 25th, you got to be at the Bounty Hunter in Pahrump.
Yes.
Gotta be down there and gobble up some of that GNS pit stop food down there, that's for sure. Once again, we got a few minutes. Call in number 685-8116. Got any breaking news, anything you want to let us know? Anybody, any of those kids Saturday that want to apologize to me for hitting me out at the Mini Grand Prix in the go-karts? Okay, you guys cost me about $5 in ibuprofen on Sunday.
I had a blast. It was fun.
Oh, man, did I pay for that. Those kids, and I had just seen Nikki's face. It was great. You know, the whole family out there and the support he had was tremendous, and it's a lot of fun every time we see him down in Pahrump. We're honored that we were asked to come out there. It's a good deal, definitely a good deal. So that was fun.
I had a lot of fun out there. It's... like I said, my arms hurt, but I had a lot of fun. That time track, boy, it, you got to muscle them cars around there.
And drifting, man. If you're a drifter, get out there, man. You can handle these things. I after a couple laps on the thing, I was sending that thing in and drifting it out. And well, it was in turn two that the motor blew. I think I it's a turn one a little too hard, but. Had a blast. Definitely had a blast. What do we got coming up for next year? We have the Hogs and Heifers.
Yes.
The Christmas toy run.
Christmas toy run in December.
We look forward to that.
And then I didn't track down the date yet, but we're going to do in March, we're going to do Touch-A-Truck.
Touch-A-Truck, yeah.
We'll have Touch-A-Truck in March.
That's we're working on. We're working on that, believe it or not, now, discussing what cars or trucks or whatever that we're going to bring out there. I know we'll have a Bonita or a Skeleton. That's pretty cool. The kids get a kick out of that. Looking forward to that. What type of display? Hopefully.
We don't know that yet.
We might have a surprise with a newcomer coming out there to support Touch-A-Truck. We won't release that information yet until we get a confirmation.
Yes. We'll keep that under our hat until, like you said, we get a confirmation on that. But hopefully they take us up on our offer, and we just got to see the scheduling is all. We don't have no dates for any races next year as of right now.
I know we'll be in February. That'll be the beginning of it, and we'll go from there. Hey, do we have a date yet for the Prump Valley Speedway banquet?
No.
Chad was talking a Sunday instead of a Saturday at the last driver's meeting. Do we know when we're going to do that? I mean, we got to be looking at December because our last race is the 23rd.
Yep. So that's another information I want to get. And I'm working with, I want to go back here for a second. I'm working with Toys for Smiles.
Right.
For the little trucks that we pass out to all the kids. If you or I win,
right.
We pass out little wooden trucks that all them kids love there in Pahrump. I'm working with him to see if we can get some trucks for the kids for Touch a Truck.
For every kid that we have out there
that
comes visit us.
Yep, that's what I'm shooting for. Nothing is confirmed yet, but I'm talking to him and seeing what we can come up with. So
we're getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and the lines getting deeper and deeper and deeper to get in our cars. And there's even a video on the Bomb Nation for those who don't know who we are.
And you know what? I got to say to you, and I feel bad, but thank you for pointing me in that direction. I have not seen that video until two nights ago. Sunday night, I saw that video.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen it. I haven't been on the Bomber Nation. I have no clue. I can't answer why.
I can tell you, Glenn, our webmaster, did an absolutely fantastic job. We've received emails, and he's received emails as to who we are.
Yes.
And what we do, okay? And a number of compliments from mothers and fathers for what we do in Pahrump and the charities that we support. We as racers, it's not always about the trophy, not always about winning, but it's about giving back to the community. That's why I bring up Hogs and Heifers and Sunrise Children Cancer Society at Sunrise Hospital. We support that. We support Touch a Truck. And it's giving back to the community. And for those who don't know who we are, get on the Bomber Nation. Click on that video. It's a great song.
Scroll down. It's about a 6.5-minute video, and you get on it, and that will explain the stuff we do away from the racetrack. So.
That is basically who we are, and I just want to say again, thanks to Glenn, our webmaster, and the photos and the video that he put up for us.
Great. It's a great video, and as JJ said, thanks to Glenn for putting it together. He did a great job on it.
I thought it was fantastic. Once again, thanks, Glenn. For our sponsors out there, I want to thank Steve at Nevada Pick Apart. Thanks again for all that you do for us.
Phil Goodwin, as you know, Phil Goodwin from Las Vegas Motor Speedway's The Bullring, the number 35 Superstock.
And Jim at?
Jim at Pick Arts Radiators. Thanks for everything they're doing for me right now.
Down at Henderson, they just don't handling cooling issues, radiator issues. They handle AC issues also. So trust your car. They've got tons of experience and years of experience down there keeping your car cool. Once again, to Anthony at Campout, thanks for all that he does for us. Nick and Dale at D&N Equipment. Jesse at Day Auto Works, Mike at Reliable Banner, correct?
Yes, Mike over at Reliable Banner for all your printing needs. Go over and see him. He can print you a wrap. He can print you anything, man.
All right. We missing anybody else out there?
We're sorry, but thanks for helping us out.
Yep.
We are coming into the end of the season, so I will be going to talk to you for one more year for right now.
Yeah. So we want to thank everybody out there. Sorry we miss Mikey tonight once again. Mikey, where are you, man? Our microphone is empty over here. We need you back. We need the leader of the pack here, you know. Come on back, and let's hear you next weekend. I want to thank everybody out there listening, and have yourself a great weekend wherever you are.
Yep. Thanks. Thanks for listening. Next week, 6 p.m., we'll do the same thing. Just Racers Roundtable. That's all we are.
Come on out. We'll be down in Prom handing out toys to the kids once again.
Yep.
I'm J.J. Nunn, and for Gary Wyatt, thank you very much.
Thanks for listening.